Welcome to an inspirational Sunday message from Found Church. We hope you will be challenged and encouraged while listening to this message. For more information, or if you'd like to contact us, please visit our church website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
May I just be your vessel in this place, and may you just open hearts and minds to receive the word that you have given me today. And Lord, I just pray that we hear what you intend, what is needed for our individual situations today, Lord. And I just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you've been coming along for the last few weeks, you'll know that we are currently in a sermon series called What the Bible Can Do For You. And we're exploring the Bible with fresh eyes, engaging with its timeless truths, applying its wisdom to our daily lives. And today I want to explore the theme of what the Bible can do for you. It can renew our minds. And the mind is a marvellous thing. And when I was preparing for today, I went down a bit of a fascinating rabbit hole learning more about our minds. Did you know that we carry around a 3-pound mass of wrinkly material in our heads that controls every single thing we will ever do? It enables us to think, to learn, to create, to feel emotions. It controls every blink, breath, heartbeat. This fantastic control center, of course, is our brain. And it's a structure that's so amazing that a famous scientist once called it the most complex thing we have yet discovered in our universe. Our brains are much faster and more powerful than any supercomputer. No computer that's ever been invented can come close to our brain's awesome ability to download, to process, to react, to the flood of information coming from our eyes, our ears, and all our other sensory organs. God has given us brains that contain about 100 billion microscopic cells called neurons, and so many that it would take over 3,000 years to count them. And our neurons create and send more messages than all the phones in the entire world. And I don't know if you've spent any time with teenagers recently, but phones send a lot of messages. Another fact that blew me away was that all our neurons together can generate enough electricity to power a low wattage bulb. And if a bee landed on your bare foot, sensory neurons in our skin relay this information to your spinal cord and brain at a speed of more than 150 miles per hour. Our brain would then use the motor neurons to transmit the message back through the spinal cord to your foot to shake the bee off quickly, and this information can be relayed at more than 200 miles per hour. It's really mind-boggling, amazing. And if this stuff doesn't point you towards an amazing creator, then I'm not sure what will. You know, this just can't be chance. You know, when we started to learn to ride a bike, I'm sure to most of us at first, it seemed a wee bit impossible. But, you know, with a lot of practice, most of us mastered it. And if we practice, well, your brain sends bike riding messages along pathways of neurons over and over, forming new connections in your brain. In fact, the structure of your brain changes every time you learn, as well as whenever you have a new thought or a new memory. And I could go on and on and on about these amazing facts about the brain, but how can the Bible renew this amazing brain, the awesome mind that each and every single one of us has? Well, over the years, God has taught me so many great lessons from his word. And one of the revelations that has impacted me the most has to do with our thoughts. Quite simply, we can choose our thoughts and think things on purpose. I have learned, although full confession, I don't always get it right, I just don't have to think about whatever happens to fall into my mind. Because if I'm really honest, the thoughts that would naturally flood my brain would be mostly negative. I can be a bit of an overthinker. And Proverbs 23, verse 7 in the Amplified Version says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." In other words, where the mind goes, the person follows. And I saw a post on social media recently, and it's maybe one you've all seen, and it talks about someone having a cup of coffee and they're bumped into and the coffee spills out. And they make the point that it's coffee that spills out because it's coffee that's in the cup. But if tea was in the cup, it would be tea that spilled out. And if it was Diet Coke that was in the cup, then it would be Diet Coke that would spill out. But the point is, when we are bumped in life, what would spill out of us? What is our hearts and minds full of? Well, God has a wonderful life planned for every single one of us. And he is concerned about our minds and our thoughts, the big ones and the small ones. The thoughts that are apparent to others and those that we keep hidden away. The way we think determines how we live and who we are. That is why it's so important to think about what we think about. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 to 5 says, "The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." You see, we have weapons for this mental warfare that are mighty, that can destruct strongholds. And that's just so amazing to me, that we can, you know, take every thought and purpose captive and bring it into line with the word and desires of God. And a stronghold in our mind is simply an area of thinking that the enemy, Satan, has somehow managed to dominate, causing us to believe lies about ourselves, maybe about others, or maybe even about God. And although they are lies, they can easily become a reality. And that is why it's so important to know and to study God's word. It is God's word, the Bible, that allows us to know the difference between truth and lies. You know, even Jesus had to be on his guard. We can read the story in Luke chapter 4, where the devil tried to misquote scripture in order to tempt Jesus. But because Jesus knew the scriptures and he knew the correct context of the teaching that they were intended for, he could challenge the devil, and the devil left him alone. And the Bible says, until the next opportunity. And if I could upload my mind onto the screen here, and that's a wee bit of a scary thought, what you might see. Well, you would see that there's always words floating through my mind all the time. Some of them are really good. Some are purposeful, and well, I have to be honest, others maybe not so. If I'm honest, my mental dialogue at times generally can contain too much self-focused and self-defeating babble. And if you throw hormones into the mix, well, that can be a bit wild. Things like, "Elizabeth, that was such a silly thing to say. Did that person just ignore me? Oh, they definitely did. I must have upset them somewhere along the line. That's a really good idea. Oh, no, others will just think that's rubbish. Just keep your mouth shut. Don't mention it. Somebody else is bound to have a better idea. Or maybe I could offer to do that. No, Elizabeth, who do you think you are? You're definitely not worthy of that." Does that ring any bells with anybody, or is it just me? There's a few people nodding. Good, I don't feel quite so bad. I'm not alone in my thinking, I'm sure. If we downloaded your thoughts onto the screen, what would we see? If you let it, this kind of thinking can be quite exhausting and quite debilitating. And it's so important for us to renew our minds, to be a student of the Bible, regardless of our age, stage, educational or social background. This student life is open to everyone. No special qualifications required, no UCAS application needed. It's for everyone. This really is the key to having victory over our strongholds and having the life that Jesus died to give us. You see, God wants us to have a life of peace with him, peace with ourselves, great relationships, real joy, and the ability to become everything that he created us to be. And the best thing is that he offers this to everyone, not just a special few selected people. And I should maybe just point out at this point that sometimes we need extra help with our minds. Sometimes we need specialist medical help if we're looking at things like depression and anxiety. And of course, that is really important too. But isn't it great to come to church and hear someone teach the word? I'm so pleased that you came today, otherwise I'd have been standing here talking to myself. And I am maybe biased, but I think we have great teaching here at Found Church week after week. And I have personally been very blessed, and I've learned a lot about God and his will for my life through this teaching. But I would argue that that's important, but there's nothing like the personal experience with God. One-to-one time, reading the Bible for yourself, unpacking its truth and really understanding how he thinks and what he thinks and knows about our lives, and to renew our minds with the truth that we need. You know, one of my favorite authors and speakers, Lisa Harper, often says, knowledge of God is great, but it pales into significance of intimacy with God. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2 says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. And this is a foundational scripture for this concept of renewing your mind. And I bet there's a few people out there that have been waiting for me to quote it as soon as I said what my title was. But as our minds are renewed, we will be able to recognize thoughts that don't agree with God's word. And when they come up, we will be more able to take them captive. We can throw aside any thought that doesn't line up with the word and replace it with the truth. Ephesians 4, verse 23 says, instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Every day we need to take time to study our Bible so we can purposely think according to what it says. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can have the mind of Christ, know exactly who we are in Christ, and be free of strongholds that will keep us from God's good, acceptable, and perfect will for us. And you might be thinking, well, I get all that theory, Elizabeth, but how am I going to do that practically? You know, it's so wonderful to understand that we can have everything God has if we learn to think the way that he thinks. It's also important to realize that this transformation is an ongoing process. It doesn't happen overnight, and we need to be quite patient with ourselves. So here are some steps I believe that can help us. And first of all, reading the Bible every day is an excellent place to start. I know it sounds obvious, but it's the best place to start. This practice will definitely reshape our thinking. And not just focusing on reading God's word, but an endeavor to meditate, to seek to know and understand every single detail and then apply it to our lives. There's no point reading it, knowing it, but then doing nothing with it. You know, I have a really bad habit of looking at new recipes online. And I'll look at them and I'll diligently save them and think, oh, that would be so delicious. I'd love to try that. That would be really good. But then generally, I keep cooking the same things that I cook all the time. You see, I have to be intentional about trying out the new recipe. I have to set a day. I have to make a plan. I have to buy the ingredients. I have to get them out the cupboards and put them all together. And it's the same as God's word. We have to understand and, more importantly, intentionally apply it. We also need to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us through every line that we read. The Holy Spirit is there to teach us all things. So it's important to ask him to break down verses that we don't understand. We also need to use good study guides, devotionals, because they are really helpful in helping us understand the Bible more and how we can apply it to our life. And if you need any guidance or pointed in the right direction with that kind of thing, then please do come and speak to a member of the pastoral team. If you're watching online, then put a wee message in the chat. You know, we'd love to get in touch with you and we'd love to help you on your way. And one thing I still use is my trusty Gideon's New Testament and Psalms. Now, I was given this when I think I was in about first year at high school, so that wasn't yesterday. And although I was more of a church goer at the time, I wasn't really a Christian, I knew that it was something important, and it's something that I've kept in my bedside table ever since. And it even has my name written at the front. There you go, Elizabeth Chalmers, as I was at the time, complete with the 90s trend of having a circle for the I of your name, and quite questionable handwriting as well, anyway. But what I love about this is at the very beginning, and I still use it sometimes, is it's got a great part for just saying, how are you feeling? And then it directs you to particular voices, verses that can help you. So if you've got questions around self-control, around thankfulness, hatred, and it directs you to verses. And I know that I find that a really handy tool. But I was once advised that wrong thoughts are like weeds in your garden. And if you allow them, they're going to take over quickly and in no time. We need to intentionally give them no room in our hearts. The longer we dwell on them, the braver and bigger and the more ugly they can become. And in these situations, it's really helpful to have a bunch of key verses to drown them out and to weed them out. And here are some of my go-to verses in vulnerable times. You know, when I convince myself that everything's falling apart, then I'll meditate on 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18. And it says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 10 is my go-to scripture when I have thoughts that I'm maybe just unworthy of God's love. And when my mind gets clouded with thoughts of worry, and I can be a bit of a worry wart, then I will read and meditate on Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, or Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust you. And Jeremiah 29, 11 is also really helpful for me when I have fearful thoughts about the future, or like Eleanor was saying at the beginning, when I feel a wee bit redirected in life and that's not really where I thought we were heading, but God's taken me somewhere else. And it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Your negative thoughts and your vulnerabilities might be a wee bit different to mine, so it's really important to be armed, to find the verses that God has spoken into your life that speak against the things that trip you up. Verses that speak of his love for you, his great plans and purposes for you. Verses that reassure you that he is for you and he's not against you. And you might find it helpful to have these verses displayed in places where, you know, they'll come to your attention regularly. It might be a mirror, it might be the lock screen on your phone. I know that Charlotte recently wrote out a verse for me, just something that we were both talking about, and I have it stuck on my bathroom mirror so that every morning I read it and I keep it at the forefront of my mind and in my thinking. Memorizing these scriptures is also a really good tool. And then they're there, they're instantly in your mind. Now, full confession, my memory isn't always the best. Brain fog is a real thing. But when I got over the fact that this exercise is for me, and it doesn't matter if I stumble over a word or two, then it takes some pressure off the exercise. You know, it's not the Scots poetry competition at school. The whole point is to have the key verses in your heart and in your mind, and that they will redirect us, they'll help us resist temptation, to give peace of mind, and it also helps us grow in our relationship with God, and it can also be encouraging when we share them with others. Anyone who knows me knows that I love a cup of tea. And the way I think about it is that the longer a tea bag soaks in the hot water, then the stronger the cup of tea, right? Well, the longer we soak up God's word, then the stronger our faith will be. Psalm 119, verse 11 says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. So when it comes to the war in our mind, prayer is such a powerful weapon. God's word and prayer are an unbeatable combination for fighting anything that is contrary to God's will. And when we pray, we should cast all our worries and our fears to God. You know, he can handle all of it. We should confess every sinful thought. He won't be shocked. And we need to actively ask him to renew our minds with his truth. And just as I come to wrap this up, I'll just ask the band to come now. Renewing our minds is a daily essential part of Christian living. It's not a one-off activity. So we shouldn't be discouraged that we need to do it again and again. So be patient with yourself. Like the analogy of riding a bike, it takes practice so that those brain connections can be made, so that your mind can be renewed. Practicing this daily helps us to overcome thoughts that don't align with God's will. And it will remind us of our identity in Christ, to stay committed to our faith and resist the lies and the temptations of the enemy. And the Bible is such a key resource to helping us to do this. So we need to engage with it, read it, trust it, and then most importantly, apply it to our lives. I can assure you that if you make a commitment to set your mind on God's word, renewing your mind with the truth, then you will experience the fullness of everything that is yours in Christ. It's so incredible to know that we can have a God, that we can have what God says we can have if we learn to think the way that he thinks. God's word is the very key to that. And just as we close today, I've asked the band to play a song that I often turn to when there's a battle in my mind. You see, I like to be intentional about listening to worship music, songs that encapsulate truths from the Bible. I find it really helps my spirit, and quite often it's a song that will come to my mind in times of need. Just to remind me of who I am in Christ, who my Heavenly Father is, what his promises are for me, and God's commandment for my life. And sometimes when I feel defeated in my mind, then it's an easy way to motivate me and lead me back to his word, renewing my mind. And this song really helps me to declare Jesus over situations, especially maybe situations that I feel are out of my control or that worry me, or that negative babble that I spoke about earlier takes over in my mind. So as we enter into this time of worship, why don't you declare Jesus over your mind today?
Thank you for listening. We hope you've been challenged and inspired. Please feel free to contact us through our website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.